Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God from tonight's Holy Gospel for this midweek of Pentecost, John chapter 10, I read you verses 7 through 10. So Jesus again said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and destroy. I came that they might have life and have it abundantly." This is God's word. Before Jesus was the shepherd, the good shepherd, he was the door. It was actually only just a couple verses before, but before Jesus in John 10 famously says, "I am the good shepherd," he first says, "I am the door of the sheep." He's not just the one who cares for the sheep within the sheepfold. He's the means by which we enter the sheepfold. The shepherd is also the door. Here's what our text tells us. There are some who try to enter the sheepfold by means other than the door. Jesus says that they are thieves and robbers. Shepherds, on the other hand, enter the sheepfold properly. They do it by means of the door. The gatekeeper lets them in. And once the shepherd is in there, through the door, the sheep hear his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. Jesus says, "I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." Supposedly, in the days of Jesus, a sheepfold, or think of it as a pen, was a high stone wall that kept out wild animals and thieves. A gatekeeper would guard the door, and perhaps there were several shepherds who would keep their sheep in one fold. And each morning, the shepherd would go out to the sheepfold and call to the sheep. And each group of sheep would know the voice of their shepherd. And when their shepherd called, they would follow him out into the pasture to eat. Now, Jesus reminds us that there are basically two competing voices out there trying to lure the sheep. Sheep know the voice of the shepherd. And when they hear it, they follow. However, thieves and robbers try to lure the sheep towards following them. They are what Jesus calls false shepherds who try to get into the pen by other means and get the sheep to follow them towards danger and death. It's therefore essential that each and every one of us as sheep of the good shepherd Jesus, that we know the difference between the voice of the false shepherds and the voice of the true shepherd. Jesus told the Pharisees to whom he was speaking in our gospel that there had been thieves and robbers who had come before him. And indeed, when you read the Old Testament prophets, we read all about the false teachers that there were in Israel, false prophets, false shepherds who led Israel astray with their false teaching. In the book of Ezekiel, God condemns the false teachers who, though they were charged with feeding the sheep of Israel, Ezekiel records the word of the Lord that says, "They eat the fat, they clothe themselves with the wool, they slaughter the fat ones, but they don't feed the sheep." God doesn't care about those false shepherds. He doesn't want those kind of shepherds. Not to mean he doesn't care about them, he doesn't want those kind of shepherds. In Zechariah chapter 11, God paints a picture of shepherds who have no pity on their sheep. But basically, they're lazy and they let them follow their own wicked ways to their destruction. Well, God doesn't want that kind of shepherd either. As Jesus stood there talking with the Pharisees, they were another kind of false shepherd. The Pharisees were the great teachers that everyone admired because of their wisdom and how faithful they seemed to be to God's ways. But they were really thieves and robbers who led the people astray. A false shepherd serves himself and his own interest. He entices people away from Jesus. They don't enter the sheepfold by means of the door through Jesus. They attempt to snatch the sheep away by other means. And that means we need to be aware that there are voices out there who call to us that are false. Just because someone is dressed like a shepherd or sounds like a shepherd doesn't mean it's a true shepherd. Not every shepherd who talks about God and talks about the ways of the Christian faith is necessarily someone you ought to be listening to. Just because a pastor gets up in the right kind of clothes, maybe he has on a robe and vestments like I do, doesn't automatically mean that it's a true shepherd. False shepherds lead the sheep elsewhere. True shepherds point the sheep to Jesus Christ, the door and the shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep. False shepherds don't take the sheep to the pasture. They lead them to destruction and death. A true shepherd leads the sheep into pastures where Christ feeds them on his word and his sacraments. The sheepfold is really the church. One gets into the church through the door, Jesus Christ, the Savior. The false shepherds are all those who lead the sheep anywhere other than to Jesus. Now, some of those false shepherds are easy enough to spot, but most of them, Jesus says, are thieves and robbers. And thieves and robbers are skilled at not being detected. How does a thief behave? How does a robber behave? They sneak and prowl and try to remain unseen and undetected. They try to catch the sheep off guard. But as long as the sheep know the voice of the good shepherd Jesus Christ, as long as they know that the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep, they don't need to fear false shepherds and Satan, the old prowling wolf who sends those false shepherds in to do his dirty work. The church of the apostles knew the voice of their shepherd. In Acts chapter 2, it says that they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. The apostles' teaching, the doctrine of the apostles, was what kept the church focused on Jesus Christ. The gospel is the door by which we enter the church. The church keeps its eyes on Christ, the good shepherd, the one St. Peter called the shepherd and overseer of your souls. The apostles' teaching pointed the church to Jesus, who dies on the cross to pay for sin, who rises on Easter morning to grant us eternal life. You know the apostles' teaching. You know that you need Jesus. And dear friends in Christ, you know where to find him. You know what to expect from your pastors, your shepherds. You know what to expect from your church. Don't ever let anything drag you from the sheepfold of Christ's church. You know the voice that says, your sin is forgiven. You know the voice of Jesus that says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. You know the voice of Jesus that says, I am the good shepherd. I lay down my life for you, my sheep. The word pastor actually comes from a word that means shepherd. That's one of the pastor's primary jobs, to shepherd the people on behalf of the good shepherd, Jesus. But every shepherd needs to know his place. He needs to be a true shepherd, not a false shepherd. His job is to lead people to the good shepherd, the one and only shepherd, Jesus Christ. He's to point them to the cross where their sin is forgiven. He's to teach them the apostles' teaching that keeps Christ crucified at the center of all things. He's to speak to them in the voice of Jesus. And he does that by telling them the promises that Jesus has given them. Sin forgiven. Guilt taken away. Death defeated. You, the sheep, know that voice. Don't ever follow any other. I read a story once about a father who bought his 2-year-old daughter a small little aquarium with a couple of fish in it. It had little plastic plants inside of it. After about a week, the daughter found one of the little fish dead in the branches of one of those little plastic bushes or plants inside the aquarium. Well, the dad was at work, so mom and daughter took the fish out, buried it in the backyard, had a little funeral for it. When they called dad at the office, the little girl gets on the phone with her dad and says, "Daddy, Daddy, please don't ever let me get caught in the bushes." That's a cute little story that rings all too true. It's not bushes and branches that want to catch us and trap us and kill us. It's thieves and robbers, false shepherds, false doctrine, false teaching, false promises that try to steal us, the sheep, away from the good shepherd. There is, after all, really only one shepherd. Our only shepherd is Jesus Christ our Lord, who calls us by name in baptism, in the forgiveness of sins. He calls us and we follow. He appoints pastors to shepherd his people while on earth, and he tells them to call forth with the voice of the good shepherd, with that apostle's teaching, to feed them in the breaking of bread, so that the sheep will never get caught up in the branches by the thieves and robbers. Sheep know that voice. Every one of you knows that voice. You know the voice of your shepherd and your master, who calls you to forgiveness and protects you from all that would harm you and steal you away. Enter God's kingdom by the door through the good news of the gospel, and enjoy the care of your shepherd, who will never, ever, ever fail you. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.